Hi, my name is Mastana Nazarian. I'm a certified teacher of the Alexander Technique and Pilates. Welcome to the Mind Moves series. The series has been designed based on the Alexander Technique and in order for you to use to support your Alexander Technique learning. Learning the Alexander Technique is very much an organic and dynamic process. It's based on the principle that we can develop easier ways of moving and learning through directing our attention and awareness. As you do the movements, as you do these sessions, be mindful to stay within the range of movement that's comfortable for you, as any discomfort can greatly hinder your ability to be in the state of learning. Thanks and enjoy. Hi and welcome to Mind Moves Audio. This subsection in the series is called the Mind Moves Learning Tools. This first learning tool, listening. Listening in such a way that helps to improve our kinesthetic sense, our movement sense, to help enliven it, and to feed this important sense with constructive experiences. So begin by lying down on your back in constructive rest, but with your legs long and your arms beside your body. So you can apply the skills you develop here as you're learning a new skill, or if you intend to bring attention to refining how you do this, the skills that you already do. So you're lying here on your back, making contact with the surface you're on. Your legs are long. Perhaps you've placed your head on a raised surface and your arms are beside your body. So you're taking the time to cultivate an important tool that supports you in whatever activity you intend to spend your energies on, and also the activities that you have to do. So you're constructively cultivating the tool of listening. Listening through the contact you're making to gravity, which will then underpin your ability to listen and respond with more and more efficiency and with minimum of effort to gravity's natural pulls. In time and with patience and practical experience, you will be able to bring about a more coordinated use of your whole self in the activities you do in everyday living. So as you lie here on your back, begin to listen to the weight-bearing areas of your skeleton. So there's the back of your head, the back of your shoulder girdle, the back of your ribs, and the rest of your torso. As you move towards your hips, the back of your legs, and the sense of your heel bones contacting the floor. Go ahead and place your hands at the base of your ribs and listen to the simple rising and falling motion of your chest as the air naturally moves out, then back into your body. So really simplifying everything and taking the time to listen to the natural falling and rising rhythm of breathing. So you're using your attention to listen in a very broad and general way to how you're making contact to the floor. So your kinesthetic sense, your movement sense, is informing you through three parameters. So it gives you information regarding the weight of yourself. So some parts of you will seem or feel more apparent, more present, more alive in your listening sense of yourself. And it gives you information to the position of yourself. So the positions of parts in regards to other parts, the position of how the left or the right foot might be lying there in relation to the ankle, the knee, the hip joint. And so you're just listening and not trying to make any direct changes. And it also informs you of the quality of the contact. Not quality as far as good or bad necessarily, but you can think of it more in a way that you would imagine the qualities of color. So if you want to paint something red, there's many different tones or qualities of red that you could pick from. So you can listen to the quality of varying modes of ease, effortlessness. Perhaps you may or may not sense some tension in certain parts of you as you're lying there. And if you need to bring your legs to a standing position to feel more comfortable, go ahead and do that. So you're listening in a very broad sense. So if your attention is taken to a part of yourself, try to attend to that part by simply listening and noticing, but also keep the rest of yourself in mind. So you're noticing how your skeleton is making contact. So you don't have to do anything special to hear these various ways that your kinesthetic sense is speaking to your mind regarding weight, regarding position in space, and regarding the quality of organization. You are using your attention, but you can allow your face, your eyes, and your breathing to remain open and fluid and free of unneeded strain. So if you haven't brought your feet to standing, you can go ahead and do that now. So we're going to listen with a little bit more detail, always keeping in mind the whole of our experience to the best of our abilities in this session. So you're moving your mind about your body and begin to imagine that you're inhabiting the space inside a very large cube. So there are six directions as you lie here. So there's a space behind you, the space you're lying on, the floor. There's a space above you, the space that you're perhaps looking out towards, the ceiling. And if your pelvis is the center of yourself, from pelvis towards your head is the space above, and then from that same area, your pelvis towards your feet is your space below you. And there's the right and there is the left of you. So if you choose to place your attending, listening mind, so if you're suspending a part of your mind on the inside of your thoracic cavity, you can look towards your head, you can look towards your feet, you can look towards the inside of your sternum, you can look towards the inside of your thoracic vertebra, and you can notice how your skeleton is making contact to your soft tissue as your soft tissue is making contact through your skin to the surface you're lying on. And you can notice how the left or the right side of your shoulder girdle is contacting your rib cage. And you can notice any of the differences between the left and the right. And you can notice how your pelvic structure is contacting your tail, your sacrum, and your lumbar spine. You can very easily shift your listening mind between the inner and the outer perspectives of the cube. So you're observing your whole self from somewhere in the larger outer cube and paying attention or listening through your coherent movement sense from the inside of yourself outwards. So you start to notice and bring your listening mind along to the sense of weight of yourself in relation to the floor. So you can notice the sense of weight of your head in relation to the surface it's on, parts of your spine that might be in contact with the floor, parts of your shoulder girdle that are in contact with the floor, the back of your pelvis, and with your feet in standing, your feet are in contact with the floor. And your hands are resting on your hip joints or on your base of your ribcage. So to cultivate this movement sense and to cultivate the ability to listen with improving accuracy to the movement sense that you already possess, simply notice these differences. Notice these differences between your left and right side as a natural result of how you move and function in the world. So gravity and your neutral listening sense can be great collaborators towards reducing any unneeded tension, even as you lie here and as you move about. So the more impartial, the more neutral of an observer you can be through your listening sense, the more impartial you can remain, the wider your attending mind can grow, both in action and in stillness. So with your feet in standing, go ahead and take one leg at a time to lengthen position again. Lengthen your each leg out and bring both feet to standing again. Hands resting on your hips or your ribs, if comfortable. If not, you can place them next to your body. And begin to play a little with the distance between the inside edge of your feet and also the distance between your heels and your sit bones, so that you can start to find a place of least effort for your legs. So lengthen your legs out again, one at a time. And in a moment, bring one leg at a time to standing. But this time, also notice and listen to what changes in the relationship between the back of your head and the surface it's on as you do this. So take your time. Take your time, and as you bring each leg back to standing again, notice what changes you can sense in the relationship between the back of your head, the back of your shoulder, the back of your torso as you do this. Now, it's important that you know that you have choices regarding the speed and the rhythm of this activity. And based on the work I do with Alexander Technique and martial arts, it's important to know that you can choose between moving fast and rapidly and be interested in getting the activity done and over with, or you can choose to go a little bit more slowly and start to actively listen with your kinesthetic mind to the rhythm and to the parts of this simple movement. You're taking each leg out to lengthened position. And once both legs are in the lengthened position, you play a little bit. You choose which leg you're going to bring to the standing position. You take a moment to notice how you're making contact through the back of your body to the floor. And as you bring that leg, either sliding it along the mat using your heel or lifting it gently and then bringing it to standing, you're noticing where you are within that cube, whether you're on the outer cube, looking at yourself, observing yourself without any sense of judgment doing this activity, or you can also place a part of your active listening mind on the inside of yourself, noticing how your hips, knees, ankles, spine, shoulder girdle, and your head are changing in their contact to the floor as you play with the movement of your legs. Now please take a moment, come to stillness, and please take a moment to listen and observe yourself and to do nothing except to listen. You can listen from the inside outwards. You can listen from the outside inwards. And sense your breathing. And this stopping and listening is a very ground building skill that I will further come back to during the sessions. So you can use this session to re-enliven that skill by itself. It's a very important skill to cultivate because as you come to standing, moving, sitting, playing an instrument, running, swimming, making contact through a chair with your sit bones for extended periods of time, you can bring yourself back or take yourself forward and allow your mind to re-enliven your body through this simple act of listening. And why would you want to do this? You might want to do this to bring more efficiency to how you organize yourself as a mover. You might want to do this to bring more ease and less effort to how you do things that you're interested in doing. Simple activities, skilled activities. As you continue to listen to how you're making contact through yourself to the surface you're on, go ahead and roll to one side. Come to sitting and come to standing and continue to listen to how you're taking in the floor through your feet, how you're taking in your surrounding through your visual sense. And as you continue with your next activity, see how you can remind yourself, bring yourself back to your simple kinesthetic listening, your movement sense listening, through your hands, through your feet, through your eyes, through your sense of hearing. And you're doing this in a very simple way, non-judgmentally, learning to observe yourself as you did before, from the inside, from the outside, in movement, so that the difficult tasks become easier and easier, and pleasure and enjoyment of movement will substitute for any discomfort. Thanks a lot for doing the session.